We go back to the news items now. Our first feature is about nature. And there are a few news items which echo that topic as we hear that an exotic bird, the hoopoe, is sighted in Norfolk. But the secret gardens at Howe Hill are closed due to vandalism. However, you can buy local strawberries now, even though it's still only April. An exotic-looking bird, more commonly found in South Africa than in the UK, has been spotted in North Norfolk. Hoopoes are medium-sized with long, broad, rounded wings, slightly curved bills, and unique fan-like crests that open over the top of the head. Mark Clements spotted the rarity on Beeston Bump. However, the sighting was, unfortunately, very brief, and it was scared by a dog and flew off in a westerly direction. Sophie Barker, warden of the Norfolk Ornithologists Association, said, "It's definitely an exciting spot for a bird watcher. They're quite unusual, and they're only seen occasionally in Norfolk. The species doesn't breed in the UK or continental Europe. They're an annual migrant bird and can sometimes be seen in Europe during the springtime. The creatures favour open grassland, meaning the Beeston Bump provides an excellent vantage point to see the rare bird."
The gardens at a popular Norfolk Broads site have been closed for the foreseeable future due to the ongoing vandalism and the theft of a donation box. Howe Hill Trust near Irstead on the River Ant announced that it had closed its secret gardens to the public following a spate of vandalism that saw its donation box stolen and a knife left on the property. According to the Trust, the theft happened on the evening of Thursday, April the 13th, and involved the use of an adjustable spanner and a screwdriver to remove it from its fixings. The box had been in place for more than 10 years and was believed to have contained a fair amount of money following a busy Easter weekend. The public car park remains open, but the gardens will stay closed until a new donation box can be installed, which the Trust hopes will be in the next 10 days.
A fruit farm, northeast of Norwich, is making the earliest ever start to its strawberry harvest after investing £1.5 million in a sustainable heating system. Place UK, based at Tunstead near Wroxham Barnes, is heating a specialised 2.2-hectare growing structure with new ground-source heat pump, which uses underground water pipes to harness natural heat from the earth. As a result, the firm's first strawberries of the year will be ready more than 2 weeks earlier than usual. The record early start will help the firm in its bid to extend the growing season and reduce the UK's reliance on imported fruits and berries during the colder months. And the switch to a more sustainable heat source has also helped to save money during a time of high energy costs.
Adventurers can now enjoy a summer evening trip on the River Bure in a lit-up kayak. Summer Sup, based in Coltishall, has launched a crystal kayak-led experience, the first of its kind in Norfolk. Visitors can travel downriver in a kayak lit up with coloured LED lights. Owner Tom Farrow, 33, who designed the kayak, said, "We are so excited and the response has been massive. We only posted it on Facebook a few days ago and we've already taken 70 bookings." Mr. Farrow is working towards building his own solar panels to power the lights. People can hire the vessels for groups, parties and pairs with a maximum of 10 kayaks available. Sessions run from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. and 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and are £39.99 per two-person kayak. Visitors are accompanied by a member of staff and wetsuits are available for hire.
An unloved graffiti-covered shelter in the heart of Sprowston has been given a new lease of life with designs by young people. The shelter, located on Barker's Field, was given to a youth engagement project based in the suburb by the town council. Claire Lincoln, founder of the project, said, We knew we wanted to spray paint the shelter, but we wanted the young people to come up with the ideas during a group session. So much of what is in the shelter comes from them. The plan was to bring on a Norwich street artist so that the young people could learn more about the art form. Fortunately for us, someone mentioned Napel. We met, and she was really positive about the whole idea. I got a really good vibe from her. She understands young people, so she was perfect for the job. Following this revamp, the youth project has had many positive comments from the community, and they hope to be able to do more work like this.
Now we come to our first feature, which is taken from the Eastern Daily Press. Chris Hill has written about the completion by the Norfolk Wildlife Trust of a conservation scheme in South Norfolk. His article is read by Ian Robertson.